a very freaky girl. The thing is coming out of the night. Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on. Show and Freak Show Friday. If you're a freak, maybe your friends say, oh my gosh, Alex, you're such a freak when you do that. Email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, and then we will get you on the air just like we have Aiden this morning. Aiden, good morning and welcome to the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, love to be here. It's my favorite show from when Bob and Tom are on break. No, I'm kidding.
Not an extended break, aren't they?
Aiden, okay, I have to say first, why in the world did you want to call into this segment and out yourself like this?
I went to school for radio. I'm probably never going to be in it, so I figured I might as well just try for my 15 minutes of fame with my deep, dark secret.
I love everything about this.
Okay, then Aiden, what makes you a freak?
I am what people in the industry call a feeder. I am someone who encourages people to gain weight, indulge, eat. I am all about people just being stuffed and gaining weight and just being, you know, totally indulgent.
Wait, so like, do you actually feed people food?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this a sexual thing? I don't understand.
It is absolutely a sexual thing.
Okay.
So when you're feeding the food, do you get aroused?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, but why not just date somebody who's just a big person? It's the act of seeing somebody get really full that's a turn on?
Bit of both. Like I said, it's about them gaining weight, too. So if they're small and they get big, or if they're just big and they're comfortable with that, that's cool, too. That's really just what it is just that sort of, that look of indulgence and satisfaction. I don't know why I said satisfaction. That comes with being, you know, super full. It's seeing them not worrying about being judged and knowing that, you know, they can just be themselves. They can have whatever they want, and they're not going to be like, oh, my God, you just ate a whole pizza. Instead, oh, my God, they just ate a whole pizza. I love it.
How did this all start for you? How did you realize that this was something that corresponded to your sexual appetite?
It really sort of started back in when I was a kid. I had a fascination with pregnant women, and then it sort of just evolved into a love of, you know, bellies and stomachs and what have you. When I was in high school, I started dating a lot of women that were into, you know, BDSM and things along those nature. So I sort of fell into the feeder lifestyle from there, and it just sort of helped me work through, you know, a lot of issues in my life, and it was sort of a comforting thing because I didn't really have that support. I didn't have that, you know, backup when I was a kid, so being able to provide that sort of nurturing environment for people, you know, makes me feel good about myself.
How do you, how do you find somebody if you're the feeder? Is there somebody, are they called the feede? Like feede? Or like...
They are actually called the feede. Fetus. You are absolutely right.
Wait, they're really called a feede?
Yep.
How do you find them? Is there like there's Bumble, then there's an app called Feeder? Like, what is this?
There's a couple of online communities. Really, from my experience, if you tell someone, hey, I want to buy you a really nice meal and I want to tell you how beautiful you are while eating it, they typically don't get all that upset about it. Going farther than that, it's all about communication and understanding what people's limits are. As long as you're really welcoming, I have not had any problems, you know, picking someone up on Tinder or Bumble with them knowing exactly who I am and what I want.
Do you ever, like, not rapey, but do you ever push it, like, to the extreme? Like, they eat, you're like, just eat one more bite. One more bite.
Absolutely. No, that's definitely... that being said, again, communication, if they are just absolutely, you know, they can't hold any more, then yeah, I'll push back. But if I know they can do just a little bit more, I'll push it a little bit.
Okay, but is it enough for you? Is it sexually satisfying enough to just watch somebody eat? Or after eating, that's when you want to have sex? Because if you're super, super full, isn't that person probably not wanting to have sex right then?
Well, not right then, but then you do, you know, massages, you let them relax. It's sort of like aftercare. You know, you go through all the aftercare, and then after that, when they're comfortable again, then you have sex. And it is probably the best you'll ever experience.
Aiden's on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday. He is a self-described feeder. He likes to feed people and watch them get fuller and fuller and fuller, and it kind of does it for him. Aiden, is this women only, or do you, like, I'm a big guy, would you, like, get excited if you fed me food?
You know, we've all done stuff to pay for college. I do prefer women, but I would not be opposed to it.
No way. But wait, so if it was with a man, then would you go so far as to actually have sex with a man, or you're only interested in watching them eat?
Depends on the guy. Typically, though, just watch them eat.
Interesting. Wow. Okay, so where are some of your favorite places to take people to feed them in Indy?
Where are the feeder spots?
In Indy, so they can watch the show. Let's see. Journey's a good one on 96. Let's see. Typically, though, it's really kind of inside because I like to be a little bit more intimate with it. So ordering pizzas in or...
Oh, like in your home.
Oh, yeah. So, like, DoorDash is my best friend. You know, are they feeling Italian, Greek, what have you? And then we go from there.
Let's say you're going with a pizza, Aiden. Like, that's what you're going to have your feed-ay or feed-y eat. How many pizzas are you getting? You starting out with, like, one, two? Are you getting, like, four?
Depends on, A, how big they are, how hungry they are, you know, what they're feeling, you know, and then going from there. So if they're, say, 120 pounds, but they're super hungry, I'm only going to get, like, one pizza, but it'll be just for them. But if they're, like, 300 pounds and super hungry, I'll get two or three or however many they usually have.
Is it harder for you to see a big person stuff themselves or a skinny person stuff themselves?
I'm a fan of the middle ground. I'm in that, you know, where they were slightly, you know, soft to begin with and then stuffing themselves. But if I had to have a preference, it would be skinny to medium and then make them large.
How big are you?
Me? I'm husky. I'm comfortable.
You're a husky white boy?
I'm about 250.
All right. I still have so many more questions. Aiden, can you hang on? Can we continue this conversation for Freak Show Friday?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We will continue on with Aiden here, who is a self-described feeder, which means he likes to feed people and he gets turned on and excited.
Watching them get full.
And full.
I bet he loves Winnie the Pooh.
All right. Freak Show Friday continues next on the Joe and Alex Show.